back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up, 6:05. That song right there will put you in the mood for the weather we're having.
Yeah, it will.
Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett, looking outside. It's not beautiful. A cloud in sight.
It's beautiful today.
Beautiful sunshine.
Listen, sorry, I sound like an 80s stockbroker. Sorry about that, people. Oh, my God.
It's already.
Mike, I have to tell you, it is. It's like swimsuit season, and I was just reading an article. According to a survey LA Fitness did, the most feared sight on a beach is an overweight man in a tight pair of swim trunks.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Overwhelmingly, that one. Yeah.
They're the only pair of shorts I had. I'm sorry.
I wasn't calling you. Me too, though, by the way.
Same thing. Okay.
Yes, pretty much. Oh, my God. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure right now. It's warm, and we all have back fat, and yeah.
Certain age, you just give in and say, this is the way it's going to be from now on.
You got the pool going in. I got a friend who invited me over this weekend. It's like, oh, man, can I just wear board shorts?
And a tank top.
Yeah. I don't need to.
I'll be honest. That's why I did. Yeah. That's why I finally put the pool in.
Yes.
So I don't have to go out in public. Just stay in
my
own backyard.
Maybe I need to reconsider a pool in my yard.
You know what?
Jeez.
Built in, blow it up, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
As long as it gets you wet.
That's it. I got the sharper image one I've had for years. It's great.
Cup holders and.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it has little palm trees.
Yes.
I got to clean it out, though, a lot. It gets slimy and I got to, you know.
Deflate it and let the water out.
I got to clean the pool.
Well, today's going to be a great pool day. Sunshine, 91 the high. 94 the high tomorrow for Thursday, 67 now. First doses of cheap, trashy Chattagospe Entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Is your show on the most watched TV show list? I will let you know there's some good ones.
All right, we'll run down that list plus some other stories after Billy Idol, White Wedding.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
A list was put out of celebrities and the foods that they hate. Some of them include Tom Brady. He hates strawberries. Jimmy Fallon hates mayonnaise. Kelly Clarkson hates Brussels sprouts. Excuse me. And the Queen, Mike, the Queen, loathes garlic. She doesn't like garlic. Yeah. Keep it away from her. Mm-hmm. I don't know when people decide to do these things, but okay.
Maybe that's what she had to eat right before she walked in for the wedding.
That could be.
Yeah. That's why she had the sour puss on
that
her face.
I think that's just normal.
I see.
Hey, Prince Harry, speaking of which, they were honoring his father yesterday. Apparently, his birthday, I think, is in November, but this was a birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine in London was invited to this. It was quite an honor. Well, Prince Harry, he was speaking, honoring his father, and he got stung by a bee, but listen to this.
To save an important piece of our natural heritage, or to protect a particular species under threat.
Uh-oh.
To save an important... Sorry.
Is that a bee?
That bee really got me.
And he just keeps talking.
It just keeps... Oh, geez. Okay, that's a pro right there. It really is. I know. He just blah, blah, blah. Sorry, that bee really got me.
That bee really got me.
So polite.
See, you just and I would have...
Yeah, I know exactly. God, son of a... Gee, what?
God bless it.
Somebody finish. I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Here's my speech.
No,
take
my father,
it.
But yeah, come here. William, come here. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. And the most watched TV shows for the 2017-2018 season include some of your favorites. Sunday Night Football, This Is Us, Roseanne, Big Bang Theory, Good Doctor, Grey's Anatomy, Will and Grace, and Chicago PD. Those all pretty much round out the top 20. Yeah, I know it. So, you know, some that came back. Some that I know a lot of people say is Grey's Anatomy still around? It sure is, and it's still going strong.
Wow.
There are, I want to say, like 16 seasons, I think, now. So, yeah. So, hopefully yours is on that list. Some shows that came back did really, really well. That's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment.
Carla, we have Brian on the phone. And, Brian, tell everybody where you're calling from.
Port Charlotte, Florida.
So, Carla, Brian has a sign in his place of business, his store, down in Florida.
Brian, do customers come in and kind of wonder what the heck that station is talking about? The Golden Knights, the weird weather?
They'll be like, what station is this? And I'm like, KKLZ, Las Vegas. Mike and Carla are the best. So.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go Knights, go.
I was going to say, what's this hockey team they're talking about?
Oh, hey, and I tell you, my wife, because of you guys, she is going to root for the Knights instead of the Lightning because you guys talk about them so much.
Wow, that is so cool. Man, Brian, give your business a plug if you'd like.
Oh, it's Murdoch Stones, etc. We got two locations, one in Port Charlotte and one in Rotunda, Florida.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's awesome.
But, Brian, be honest. The reason you're calling is because of something we talked about, what was it, Carla, a couple of weeks ago? Somebody had dropped like a $200 wine glass at a party.
Yeah, it was somebody who she broke it, and then the husband's family said, "Yeah, that was that meant a lot to us. So here's the bill; you can pay for it."
And for some reason, Brian, that bothered you.
Well, if you're gonna do that, at least tell them don't drop this. It's $200.
Yeah,
I would hand the glass back because you don't want me drinking and holding on to $200 with the stuff.
Right.
This is an heirloom you're drinking out of. So be careful.
It seems counterproductive.
All right.
You're going to drink booze out of a $200 heirloom.
Right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Why do I think the queen is doing a lot of that this week with Meghan Markle's family? Now be careful, okay?
That would be a mason jar with a little stem at the bottom.
Yes. Right.
Brian, thanks a lot for the call, and thank you for listening to us online. That means a lot to us. And before we let you go, why don't you give us a Go Knights Go?
Go Knights Go.
That is pretty amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Although we have to fix that delay.
I know.
Like 2 or 3 weeks behind.
Boy, no kidding. Very.
Which is odd considering he's in a time zone that's 3 hours ahead.
Yes,
that's
I know. True.
John Schaefer just talking about the Vegas Golden Knights getting some rest before they have to play for the Stanley Cup. Had Coach Gallant saying that it really doesn't matter who we play in that series, Washington or Tampa. Both good teams going to make it a good series. But we've been talking to NHL analyst Dana Lane.
Dana, you know this stuff. Does it matter who we play? Who would it be to our advantage to play?
Well, for me, I mean, it's no contest for me. I mean, I would rather play the Washington Capitals than Tampa Bay. I mean, I think Washington has far less weapons than the Tampa Bay Lightning do, and I think it's a much better matchup. The Lightning have guys on each one of their, you know, at least their top three lines that can are very dangerous offensively. So, you know, for me, it's definitely the Washington Capitals. I think we match up physically with them. They have a lot more speed than the Capitals, so either matchup, I think the Vegas Golden Knights have the better of the two goaltenders. So, definitely the Capitals for me, and the real key to that is the Washington Capitals are not a team that gets a lot of pucks on net. So when you're going to ask Marc-Andre Fleury to make 25 to 30 saves instead of a 35 to 45 range, I think that really plays into the Golden Knights. I mean, you know, Fleury is a goaltender that can get you 45 saves a night. So then when you're only asking him to make 25 to 30, I think that really plays into the hands of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Boy, he knows his stuff. Dana Lane, NHL hockey analyst on Channel 3. So we'll see what happens tonight. Game 7, Washington Capitals, Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, you know I'll be texting you.
I know you will.
They're working the D, man. They're working the D.
They're back-checking, forechecking, putting the puck on the net. We'll see what happens. Either way, I think it's going to be a great series. So as we always say, go Knights, go. Looking forward to June Fest, Saturday, June 9th. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Details coming up soon on that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low 90s. For tomorrow, same thing, about 70 now. We talked about this, I think it was a couple of weeks ago the story broke.
Yes.
How these parents took their son to court to get him to move out. They actually had to go to court.
Yeah.
Filed papers to get their son to move out.
Yeah,
well,
living with them.
The son has responded.
Yes.
And we're going to hear from him in just a couple of minutes. In fact, after Foreigner, cold as ice. Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks ago we read this story about a set of parents trying to kick their son out of the house.
Yeah, this is in Syracuse, New York. They sued their 30-year-old son to get him out. Michael Rotondo is his name. His parents just got tired of him not doing chores, not paying rent, and it went to the Supreme Court in New York.
Wow.
And they ruled in favor of the parents and said, yeah, you know what, dude, you're going to have to leave within 2 weeks.
So here is the son and his response to being kicked out of his parents' house.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food. I just wanted, you know, a reasonable amount of time to vacate with consideration of the fact that I was not really prepared to support myself at the time where I was served these notices. I don't see why the judge wants to throw people out on the street.
Now, that's he's 30 years old.
And that's not that old. I mean, this may seem kind of harsh. I'd say, you know, they're your parents, right? They're always your parents.
Right.
But, I mean, there must have been a reason that they went to court to get him out.
At some point, you have to tell your kids, all right, and we've done this. Jody and I have done this.
Right.
Here's the plan. You have this much time to get your stuff together.
Right.
And plan to move out on your own.
Sure.
And we stick by it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I know there's other parents, when we tell our story, they'll say, oh, how did you get them to move out? I don't know. Parents, mom and dad listening, do you have this situation where have your kid looking for the oldest kid still living at home? That's what we're doing, basically.
And I get it, you know, different times now. I get it.
Right.
You may live at home too, 25, 30 years old. I get that. But, at what point do you say, all right, I had to do something here.
Or the parents say, you got to figure something out.
You know what? I'm going to be very honest. I moved out. Why did I move out? Because I wanted to have sex. I wanted to have sex. I didn't want to. Come on.
That's a pretty good reason.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. We are looking for the oldest kid still living at home. Talking about these parents that took their son, their 30-year-old son, to the Supreme Court in New York to get him to move out of their house.
To kick him out!
So we're looking for the oldest kid still living at home.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should say the name. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
No, don't say the name.
No, I'm not going to. Says, I was so excited when my 28-year-old stepdaughter moved out, immediately made her bedroom my office. She lived on her own for 6 months and has now moved back. She is never leaving. Help me, please.
Man.
Now, Adrian, this is interesting. She says, I lived with my parents till I was 22. That's reasonable. Always gave my mom rent every week from the time I started to work until I left at 22. I didn't know it, but my mom saved every dime of that rent, gave it back to me when I was 34 years old. It was $3,400.
Wow.
That's so cool.
That was my deal with Nicole when she moved in with us.
Right.
I said, you can live here, but you're going to pay rent.
Okay.
And at the end, I'll give you all that money back so you can do whatever you want.
Well, that was very nice of you.
She didn't think so.
Rent from you.
Now, you moved out when you were how old?
I was 19.
Because you wanted to have sex.
I wanted to have sex. I was starting to, and I wasn't going to be waiting for my parents to not be home. Jeez.
And so everybody has their reasons.
Yes, exactly.
Bobby's on the phone. Bobby, what about you? What's your story?
My biological father is 63 years old.
Okay.
And has never moved out of his mother's house.
Oh, what?
So, and his parents get, like, Social Security and things like that.
Oh.
So they pay for his cigarettes. They pay for his food.
Wow.
And they pay for everything.
Oh,
doesn't work.
Really?
Once in a while, he'll do, like, odd jobs, you know, like mowing grass or something like that. Get some money, but he doesn't have, like, a regular job. And his parents pay for everything.
So your dad still lives in the basement of your grandparents' house.
And mows lawns for $5. Now, it always couldn't have been like that. I mean,
no, I don't know.
I mean, he has a kid, so had to have been on his own at least once or twice.
Well, at least that one time for a few minutes.
We found a winner.
Wow, no kidding.
Caroline, what about you? What's your story?
It's my mom's ex-husband. He moved out when they got married.
Okay.
And then as soon as they got a divorce, he moved back in with his parents.
Well, sure.
And he's living there ever since. And he's in his 50s now.
Wow.
He likes it because it's comfort to him. He only moved out because she convinced him that that would help the relationship to not live with his parents anymore.
Oh, so it's her fault.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got divorced, so yeah. Okay, wow.
When we started this, I thought, all right, 25, 30.
Yeah.
Maybe even 40 max.
Wow. So, okay. So then this guy who was 30 years old, whose parents took him to court.
Yeah.
Not so bad, really. I mean, 30. Come on. That's nothing.
You got to do what you got to do.
This has all made me feel pretty darn good about myself.
Carla, we got Rebecca on the phone. Rebecca, what's going on?
Well, about your children living with their parents for a very long time.
Yes.
My uncle, who lived with his parents for 56 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Until my grandmother died, still currently resides in their house.
Wow.
Even after the parents left.
Yeah. So I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'm sure each situation has its reasons.
Well, of course.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't really have a stable job for most of his life. So it was a little difficult for him to get out of the nest.
Clearly.
You're so cute, Rebecca. That was very politically correct.
Rebecca's trying to be very, very nice about this whole thing.
Rebecca, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
I am 25.
Now, do you still live at home?
No, I live with my fiance and our three cats.
Okay, well, there you go.
See,
there
she's moved on.
See, Rebecca wanted to have sex too, didn't she? That's...
Wow. Well, I'm not going to say no.
Oh! Rebecca, thanks for the call. Give us a Go Knights Go.
Oh, Go Knights Go!
Scorps, no one like you. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:36. One more text about these kids trying to be booted out of the house by mom and dad.
Oh, this is from Leon. This is interesting because Leon says that... there we go. Leon says that my son fell on hard times. About 18 years ago, I had to move back in. He's going to be moving out in about a month.
Does he know?
At last. I don't know, but I'm doing the math.
Mm-hmm.
Fell on hard times about 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's 24. I don't know if he knows. Does he know how to live on his own?
Wow. You know, some people
don't. That's what I wonder now.
I'm not judging.
I'm just saying, after that long... Do you know where the spoons are? You know, do you know how to hard boil an egg?
Well, at some point in time.
Can you make the jello? I don't know.
I don't think any parent wants to take their son to Supreme or daughter to the Supreme Court.
Well, that family in New York did. Yeah.
To kick them out, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Tickets for Sting and Shaggy. Going to tell you how to win those after Fleetwood Mac Rhiannon. The mighty Fleetwood Mac coming to town, 96.3 KKLZ. Information on that concert, other shows on our concert page of the website, 96.3kklz.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:41. Talking about concerts, Sting,
yes.
Shaggy.
This
I don't even think
one.
You can buy these tickets yet.
No, I have a lot of people asking me about these tickets, though. This is quite a cool concert.
All right, we have a pair to give away from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's a text to win.
It is.
Give as many people a shot to win as possible. Here's all you have to do.
Should be easy enough. I just want you to text me Sting's first name. His given first name.
It's not Sting.
Right?
No.
It's not Sting. Oddly enough, it is not.
Wow.
I want you to include your name with that text as well. 702-739-9636. Give me Sting's first name.
Chance to win tickets before you could buy them to go see Sting and Shaggy. All you had to do was text in Sting's first name. We got Ann Zimmerman on the phone. Ann, out of all the correct answers, you were randomly selected. Tell everybody the name.
Gordon.
Yes
ma'am. And you're going to see Sting and Shaggy.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
You got the tickets, Sting and Shaggy, inside Park Theater, Park MGM, from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. You have some downtime. This isn't until October 13th. Tickets don't go on sale until tomorrow at 10 a.m., but you already have a pair. So, Ann, thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Have a great time at the concert. And by the way, give us a Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
KKLZ presents June Fest 2018, Saturday, June 9th, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Details coming up soon, plus a shot to win tickets. 8:40, a little bit later on this hour, and being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazuki Yoki Wednesday.
plus some entertainment news that we'll get to after Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
Bryn Cartelli is her name. She won season 14 of The Voice. Cool, because that gives Kelly Clarkson a win in her very first season as a coach on the show. Yeah, her team. She won it, by God. Good for her. I love her. You and I know both think the same.
She's been everywhere lately.
Yeah,
she's on that show. She hosted the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, she's been here a couple of times. Yeah, she's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar World recently asked Junefest artist Rick Springfield who would be in his all-star band. He said Tom Petty would definitely have been in there, but it's a bit late for that. In terms of people who are still with us, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Brian May. He said, we need a drummer. Of course, my drummer, Jorge Palacios is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I wanted just a famous drummer, probably Ringo when he was at the top of his game.
Yeah.
But that's a decent band. And Brandi Chastain, yesterday, she was inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. She was on Jimmy Kimmel to talk about her plaque that was a bit unusual.
To be honest with you, I didn't really look at it as I came up. I was looking at all the other ones. I stood next to it, happily taking pictures, and I looked down. I saw something struck me as odd.
So Jimmy Kimmel asked her who she thought it looked like.
All right.
Mickey Rooney, he was so sweet.
Mickey Rooney, yeah. Will you get approval over it before they release the next one?
They did say that would be possible.
Because you found it odd, Brandi Chastain was trending yesterday, and you couldn't figure out why.
No, so I had to check on Twitter. She was all over the place. This plaque is awful. You saw it. It looks awful.
It looks like a defensive lineman from, I don't know, the Oakland Raiders.
Yes, and like she said, I didn't get to see it. And then when I looked at it, it was like, oh my goodness, wait a second.
Doesn't even come close to looking like her.
No, and I mean, she's beautiful.
And being a very good sport about it.
Yeah, she really was, too. Congratulations to her. She certainly deserves that. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Stacia Casinos.
8:37, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. We have these tickets for Junefest. Man, stoked about Junefest.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up Saturday, June 9th, the lineup, Rick Springfield, who you were just talking about.
Yep.
What was it? Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney. And there was somebody else.
It was Tom Petty, Paul McCartney.
If he needed a drummer, Brian May of
Queen. Bob Dylan. His own drummer. He's really fond of his own drummer who will be with him. Jorge Palacios is his name. He's been with him a long time.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So Rick Springfield's headlining. You have Terry Nunn with Berlin, who always puts on a great show. And, of course, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. And so being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
All you have to do is tell us by title the name of this song that we're playing from a Junefest artist on our kazoos. Here it is. I thought that was pretty good.
That was really good,
yeah,
actually.
I got it.
You
even John knows
it.
So. All right. Well, if John knows it,
then
there you go.
I know. Then anybody can guess it, right?
All right. We're going to give it to you one more time. Here it is. By title, that song we're playing, a Junefest artist song that we're playing by title. The phone lines are on hold right now. Once we get through news, traffic, and weather, we'll look for a winner, starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for KKLZ's Junefest with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Can you identify by title that song we're playing on our kazoo from a Junefest artist?
Yes. It's by Jefferson Starship, and We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
Yes.
That's it. That's it.
We Built This City would have been fine.
Yeah, I know.
That's
you
it.
Completed the whole thing.
Yes, could have sang the whole song. You got the tickets. We're going to see you at KKLZ's Junefest.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great show. Rick Springfield, Starship, Berlin. You got tickets, and the show is going to be Saturday, June 9, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. These tickets are from the Calera Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Hang on the line and go ahead. Give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. According to a recent survey, check this out, Carla, 43% of Americans say they don't want to know what their hot dogs are made of.
Okay.
I think that's, you know what? It should be higher.
No, I know it should be. I don't think they do either.
33% of people say they don't eat hot dogs at all because they're afraid of what's in a hot dog.
Whatever. They taste so good, though.
They really do.
Oh, man.
Nobody wants to know what's in a hot dog.
Put mustard on it or whatever you do with it. It won't matter.
Guy in Ohio put his loaded gun in his oven for safekeeping.
Wow.
I think I'll hide it in here. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Well, his girlfriend didn't know the loaded gun was in the oven, turned it on. Well, of course, when the gun got hot enough, I mean, there's bullets going everywhere.
Oh, my God. Anyone for flapjacks?
Two of the bullets hit the one guy.
Oh, geez.
He was taken to the hospital, questioned by police, but they believe his story. So, you know
some
what?
Some people need to crack a window when they paint. I'm telling you right now. An Australian man, Mike, arrested for flipping off the Prime Minister of Australia after the Prime Minister cut in line at the bar. Yeah, this is a, just put it all together. It's in Australia. That's worse, I think. You know, cutting somebody off at the bar, I think that's worse than actual offenses in Australia.
Well, if you're going to flip off your Prime Minister, you have to have a good reason. And that's a pretty good reason.
I needed a drink, Blake. Okay. And a new survey found bra sizes that make women the happiest. Women with C cups always most likely to love their breasts. Very happy with their breasts. Women with B cups, least happy. Least happy. That makes me very sad. They're B cups. They're not T cups. They're B cups. It's okay, ladies. Be proud, whatever you are. ABC, somebody asked me about double Gs. I don't care. Be happy.
I got a list. I have a list here.
Do you, Mike?
Bra cups that make men happy.
Yeah, I would think C cups will make men happy as well. Yeah.
Cups.
Exactly. You know what? Just fill whatever cup you have and be happy, right? That's my next new T-shirt. Whatever cup you have, fill it and be happy. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
9:36 as we wrap up the show. We like to leave you with a feel-good story.
Yes.
In a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
She's 93 years old from Temperance, Michigan. Lucy is her name. She's scared to death of water, like swimming, lakes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to conquer her fear at 93 years old by going down a huge water slide at the local water park. She had personal trainers that helped her out, Ben and Taylor. They got her in shape, kind of exercising with her in the water and all of that stuff. So they got to the top. One went to the top. One went to the bottom. They launched her down. Taylor launched her down the slide. She went all the way down this thing. Ben caught her at the bottom. He says, I was really nervous watching her come down. But once she got down, she couldn't wipe the smile off her face, and we couldn't wipe the smile off of ours.
How old?
93 years old.
Wow.
This is just a fun feel-good story. If that doesn't put a smile on your face and make you giggle a little. Lucy from Temperance, Michigan, 93, down der Stuka, Mike.
That is awesome. I don't think I could do that now. Much less 93 years old.
Ooh-wee.
Good job. If you have a feel-good story locally you'd like to tell us about, just email it to us through our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right, as we get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon to carry you through the workday, looking forward to coming back Thursday morning.
Got more of those Sting and Shaggy tickets. We'll give those away. And also, oh my gosh, it's Thursday, isn't it?
Yes.
Another round of Thespian Musical Theater for June Fest tickets. Of course, Rick Springfield, Starship, Terry Nunn in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
We can try to hook you up if you haven't gotten tickets, though. By God, they're available at all station casinos. Pick them up. You do not want to miss that show.
Details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Catch up, keep up with the morning show. Podcast of this show, showbiz news, interviews, and more. Just a click away on the Mike and Carla Morning Show on the website. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday. She has a pair of June Fest tickets to give away. She'll do that 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And again, we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound
amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.